Welcome to the Teacher Toolkit Podcast, supporting teacher workload and student impact, one episode at a time.
We help teachers thrive and survive with classroom ideas, cutting-edge school resources, and research-informed teacher training materials. You will also hear discussions on the policy, guidance, and research-based publications.
You are listening to Teacher Toolkit, supporting teachers, parents, and students worldwide.
This is Ross at Teacher Toolkit, the most influential blog on education in the UK. Today, I am with Jamie Barry, head teacher of Parson Street Primary School in Bristol. Hello, Jamie. Could you introduce yourself to everybody and tell me a bit more about what you do at the school, your role?
Hi, I'm Jamie Barry, the head teacher at Parson Street Primary School. I've been here a few years now, and I am responsible for leading the organisation and taking us through a school development process to make sure that we can be the best that we can for our children.
Okay, lovely. One question I always ask people that I interview is, what do you remember your time at school, particularly some great teachers that stand out, maybe the reasons why they stand out as a good teacher?
Okay, well, interestingly, my time at primary school wasn't hugely successful, but I had teachers that didn't give up on me, and that's always inspired me to make a difference to the lives of our children. So I always remember those teachers, some of whom I still stay in contact with now, and I always try and remember that there's a child beneath the data and a child beneath the things that are measured in school. So I try and make sure that we make a difference to children's lives rather than just churn out an exam factory in our school.
Okay, interesting. So on that note, if we could think about the future of education, what would be the one thing you'd like to see change in the system?
I would love to see the education system become less politicised. I think the involvement of politics in education can be damaging and can really affect what happens to our children. If you look at the growth in mental health issues in schools, you have to ask yourself the question about why that's happening, and we need to start looking at the causes of that rather than just throwing money at the solution. But I'm not blaming it all on politics, but I think that there's a lot to be said for looking at separating what actually happens in the profession from the politics of the day.
Okay. On that note, in terms of future leaders, so before we started recording, we're talking about retention issues, teachers leaving the profession. I was always wanting to be an aspiring head teacher. I never was quite brave enough to step up. So my next question is, so from your 6 years as a head teacher, could you just share some of the things you've learned and maybe offer a nugget of advice for people that are considering stepping up?
I think you need to be brave. Because I think it, as a person that worked in a school in a place where actually you know there's quite a lot of accountability, there's huge amounts of scrutiny, I think you need to be brave and you need to stand up for what you think is right. And certainly as head teacher, what I've learned over the past 6 years is you don't just do as you're told. You have to say when you think something's wrong, and you have to make sure your voice is heard. And I think I'm in a very powerful position where I can have influence over what happens. And I think it's my duty to do that, not to just do as I'm told by the current government. But I also think that you have to try and remember what happens on the ground. You have to try and remember what it's like to be a teacher in the classroom with children who have a whole range of needs, and always try and think about how you can make a difference to that child and to those teachers that are working there doing the job. And as head teacher, you can't achieve anything without the people behind you. So, you know, I always try and be out there working with the staff and trying to make sure I think about what it's like for people who are doing the job every single day with 30 children who are quite complex individuals.
Okay, lovely. Could you share one project you're working on with your staff here at Parson Street?
Okay, so we're trying to raise standards at Parson Street, and we know that needs to happen quite quickly in some cases, but we're trying to do it by looking really carefully at what we do at the input level, and we're trying to be a little bit skinny and make decisions about the things that make a difference rather than just the things that are the fads or things that we've just picked up and then have become habits. So we're really evaluating our teaching and learning approach, we're really evaluating what we do in the classroom, and just thinking about why are we doing that, who said we have to do it, why do we think that it has to be part of our daily routine, and just really being quite critical of our practice so that we can pick out the bits that work and the bits that are making a difference rather than the bits that we think we should be doing because somebody's told us we should be doing it.
Okay, so on that note, in terms of workload, particularly with a primary hat on, for primary teachers listening out there, what would be your workload number one tip?
Stop marking every day. You know, it's just not necessary. The feedback for us is the most important thing. And we're working with our staff a lot on, you don't have to mark and write pink comments and green comments and what went well and even better ifs and three wishes, three stars and a wish, all these different things. We don't need to do it. It's not that that's going to make the difference. It's the feedback to the children. And that can be done in lots of ways. It doesn't have to be evidenced in books. So that's our biggest thing that we're looking at the moment.
Okay, thank you. Could you tell me a book you've read recently, particularly on education, that you'd like to just reference?
Well, apart from yours, Ross, the Mark Plan Teach, which it was really, really powerful. But we've been sharing a book here that lots of people know, the Paul Dix book about behaviour. Mm-hmm. And that's really altered the way we've been thinking about behaviour and how we get the best behaviour at our school.
Okay, it's a great book, Paul Dix. Next question. Let me see. Where can listeners find out more about you on Twitter? Follow the school example.
So we're quite active on social media. So we have a Twitter account, which is at Parson Street. All our teachers are on Twitter as well, including myself. So my account is at Jamie G. Barry. We also have a website, www.parsonstreet.com, and that can be downloaded as an app as well.
Okay, lovely. And final question, who would you recommend I interview next and why?
I think it would be brilliant to interview Justin Green in, just because I would be really interested. She's been one of the quieter education secretaries, so it'd be really interesting to see what her view is and whether she's fully committed to almost handing control back to the profession, which is some of the indications that we're getting from her. I think go, you know, right to the centre and see what her view is on what's going on in school and some of the things that we're all debating on Twitter.
Okay, it's interesting. I mean, Justine's coming to her two-year itch period in July. So if you're listening, Justine, it would be a privilege to come and interview you. Certainly a legacy for the profession would be if you can hand back some of control to us. Jamie, just want to say thank you very much.
Thank you.
I'm looking forward to working with your staff later today. So thanks for listening. You're listening to Teacher Toolkit. Find it more on our website and follow the social media using the hashtag TTKitPodcast. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To continue the conversation, head over to www.teachertoolkit.co.uk and our social media channels to access all the links and resources mentioned on today's show. Why not share this with your colleagues and give them the gift of time, reduced workload, and increased impact? Until the next time, before you look after your students, look after yourself.
You are listening to Teacher Toolkit, supporting teachers, parents, and students worldwide.